Katie McCann, a member of the Bates College class of 1997, was the college's first napkin board lady. In this work-study job for Bates Dining Services, McCann replied to students who wrote in with suggestions or complaints about the food service.
I still have all my napkins upstairs. I did get frustrated when I worked as a napkin board lady because I felt like everyone who was making these requests didn't understand what was going into putting their food on the table. And it did frustrate me sometimes because, I'm sure I would have been in the same position had I not been working in the kitchen. And seeing that the people who were working in the kitchen cared so much about the food they were putting out. And I saw how whenever these requests came in over the napkins, how hard the chef would try to accommodate all these varying requests to the best of his ability and really took it seriously.
That work taught McCann a lot about the care and the work that it takes to produce good food. Now McCann and her husband, Adrian Cole, are learning how to feed themselves and their two small children on what they can raise on their farm in Freeport, Maine. More than ever, McCann is thinking about what goes into good food.
Sometimes for me, I feel sort of like it's like, I don't know, like it's a mission or something. Like, you know, I read about industrial agriculture, and I just feel it deep down in myself that I have to do something about it. I have to do something to fight that trend, you know, but I really want to know where my food is coming from and know who's grown it. And if we're not growing it, you know, I want to know who's growing it and what they've, how they've done it. You know, every time you read about a new preservative in cans of tomatoes at the grocery store or the feedlots for cows, I sort of feel like we're under attack almost, and it's really hard to control. It's really hard to get out there and, you know, protest a feedlot. But what I can do, what we can do in our own way is to bring it local and bring it home. And even if it's a lot of work, it's actually work we enjoy.
A century ago, Americans were leaving the farm in favor of occupations that were more lucrative, less isolating, and perhaps a bit easier. Getting off the farm was considered progress. But now, concerns about our food supply are sending people like McCann and Cole 180 degrees back to the land. And that, too, seems like progress, but it requires some resources to make it happen.
There are some people who honestly can't afford it to buy the often much more expensive local cheese rather than, you know, the supermarket singles. So I feel like I need to walk a line between being, you know, getting up on my high horse about how we should be eating locally and sustainably when there are some people for whom that's very difficult. And I think the best way to do that is just to be doing what we're doing and developing an understanding of how this can be expanded to more people.
This is Doug Hubley reporting for Bates College.